Here's another Steve Cochran podcast.
Big day on Wednesday. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm fine, Steve and Dave. How are you guys doing today?
I can't speak for David. I'm good.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, listen, I'm very excited about this, and I'd wish it were a surprise, but as you well know, on Wednesday, we will include you as an honoree. You'll be inducted into the Walk of Fame.
Well, I'm greatly honored. I got the call about a month ago from Todd Manley, the great program director at WGN, and he was on the phone with Dave Ennett, and they both informed me, and I didn't really know what to say. I was kind of stunned, but very, very pleased.
Yeah, and you will now be a permanent part of the sidewalk.
I've been walked over for years.
I don't know if you've had an opportunity because you've been on the road, obviously, since April and home for 10 minutes and back on the road. But these plaques are beautiful. It seems funny to call them plaques because they are literally squares in the walkway at Pioneer Court right behind us here. But they're very nice. And it's and there are some legends here. And I'm glad that we were able to include you because I consider you legendary, even at this young age.
Well, that's very kind of you, Steve. Actually, a couple of my friends have videotaped that and sent that via email, so I have been able to see the plaque, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'm very, very honored. And I love history. I love baseball history. I love history of all kinds. And just to think that the memory of me and my work will kind of live on in posterity through that plaque is a very special feeling.
You know, it's interesting. There's an article in last week's Sports Illustrated, Pat. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it, but it's about a station very similar to WGN in St. Louis, KMOX, and their legacy and their rich history. And, of course, Harry Carey was there for so many years, and Jack Buck and Bob Costas and on and on. But really, there are very few stations around anywhere that can boast the kind of legacy that station can and WGN can. When you look at all the names that are already on this Walk of Fame, and glad that yours is being included, but it's really remarkable to be in a group like that.
Well, Dave, I think you will be in that group soon.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
And to think that you're in the same group as a Jack Brickhouse and all the others. But I've had great partners, and this is always a team effort whenever you're part of a baseball announcing crew. Ron Santo, Keith Moreland, I have a wonderful partner now, Ron Coomer. The guys that have worked with me, Andy Mazur and Corey Provis and Judd Surratt, and, of course, my great friend Matt Boltz, the producer-engineer for all these years. So, I mean, they're all a part of this, too, but it's a very special thing.
Now, when you were with the Brewers, I don't even know that I know the story because, you know, I was a friend of yours for a long time, one of the great – it's one of the perks you get at GN. You get to be Pat's friend. You don't get dental, but you get to be Pat's friend. But when you were with the Brewers and working with the great Bob Uecker, there's a lot of reasons to stay in that gig. How did you come by getting this gig here, and what was the attraction?
Well, I think I had a young family, and there's a lot of expenses involved with young children and mortgages and clothing and schooling and lessons and all kinds of things. And I'm finding out that doesn't end anytime soon. But that's okay. I guess I really wanted to be very honest with you. I've always wanted to be the lead radio play-by-play voice of a great American sports franchise. I love football, basketball, and baseball. I grew up in San Jose, California, and the Cubs are one of those great franchises. True, they have not won, but they are among the elite franchises in the game. And if you're a sports fan, you know what teams I'm talking about. Basketball, Boston Celtics, L.A. Lakers, Chicago Bulls, football, Bears, Packers, Cowboys, 49ers, Steelers. And then baseball, you got Cubs and White Sox and Yankees and Red Sox and Giants and Dodgers and Cardinals. I don't want to leave anybody out, but I always wanted to be the lead voice of one of those great American sports franchises. And when the Cubs job opened, I thought that could be me. And I was lucky enough to get it. I think there were a lot of applicants for that job, as you could well imagine. But that was 19 years ago this November that I had the meeting, and they said, Pat, you're our guy. And I have not taken it lightly one day. I still have great passion for the job. I wish the team would win more. That's a given.
Sure.
But even when they don't, I still love being the voice of the Chicago Cubs.
Can you imagine 19 years? I mean, maybe in the first inning Friday you could imagine 19 years, but could you imagine 19 years?
I like the way you preface the question, by the way.
Yeah.
No, and the interesting thing is I still feel healthy. I still have a challenge every day to try to get things right. I think that's one of the things I love about the job of being a radio baseball play-by-play man. It's hard. It's hard to keep it going, to stay positive, to get the information correct, to be accurate, to be fair to everyone involved, and to keep your energy level going. But it's what I love to do, and I'm going to keep on doing it for a while.
Well, you are in good shape, and I say that as your, you know, your strong friend here. And as a guy in good shape, you going to go Scully on us? You going to go another 30?
No, I don't think so.
How old is Vinny? Is he 86?
He's 86. I can't see myself doing it that long. But for right now, I still feel good. It's what I do. It's been a great living. I love the position I have. And finally, it looks like the Cubs are going to be pretty competitive here for the next 5 to 10 to X number of years. So I would like to be around for some of those good times.
Not to give away too much of what we might be discussing on Wednesday during the ceremony, but the best moment for you, Pat, I mean, you've called some division championships, the wild card in 98, the Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game. Is there one that stands out?
Those are great ones right there. I think just being there for the first game, knowing that I was now the radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, opening day 1996, Cubs beat San Diego, extra innings, Mark Grace with a single down the third baseline off Trevor Hoffman. I think it was a 10-inning game, if I'm not mistaken. That was special. You know, I love all the games when the Cubs have been contenders in August and September. 1998, 2001, 2003, 07, 08. That is so exciting for me. And it's not just about me. It's about the millions of fans of Cubs baseball. That's what I really get excited about, thinking how much this means to so many people. And I get dozens of letters every year where, unfortunately, someone has passed on and they say, you know, he or she did not live long enough to see the Cubs win that World Series. And that's a very emotional thing to consider. But I always think how special it is for millions of fans when the Cubs are a contender and they're playing those games in September, their magic number is down to one or two or whatever it is. And just to think about all the millions of people, that's what makes this so exciting.
I'll give you my favorite Pat Hughes moment. And it goes through your character and who you are as a person. And I say this as a friend. But game five in Atlanta in 03, heading for the World Series when Ron Santo was not feeling well enough to do the game. And you called and I was in Atlanta, and you called the last out, and you said, this one's for you, Ronnie. And it chokes me up thinking about it now. It was a great moment.
It was. And as you're saying that, Steve, I'm literally getting goosebumps right here. I remember that vividly. I can't believe that's been almost 11 years ago. Dave Otto was in the booth with me. Joe Borowski struck out Andrew Jones. Kerry Wood pitched a gem. I remember Kenny Lofton led off the game with a double. Aramis Ramirez had a homer in that game to center off Mike Hampton. But it was a very, very special game. And to think that is the only postseason series the Cubs have won since 1908. Again, repeat, that's the only postseason series, 2003, the division champion, the division series, that's the only postseason series the Cubs have won in 106 years.
That's an incredible statistic, and as a Cub fan, I hope it changes. So, but listen, You and I will spend time together. We'll see a lot of each other. I'll continue to be your driver. And but I couldn't be more proud of you and thrilled for you. And I know you're not going to have a lot of time prior to the game on Wednesday, but it's going to be a great half hour at least, and then you can celebrate it after that.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for your friendship and support all these years. And Dave, the same to you. You guys are great, not only very talented, but just good people. And I consider you guys friends, and I'm sure we will remain so forever. And let's get out and play some golf here in October.
I'm ready. That's you know ahead. Where you know where to find me.
And the thing I like the most, Pat, is you're so youthful.
Yes, youthful,
very youthful,
and vivacious.
Mm-hmm.
And handsome. He's a handsome devil as well. All right, now it got weird. I'm sorry, Pat. Dave made it weird.
That's okay. I'm used to weird.
He knows Pat and I are 3 days apart, so we always kid each other about our ages.
Congrats, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Dave. See you guys.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks for checking out the Steve Cochran Show podcast.